From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson visited Pakistan Tuesday to meet with leaders there to reinforce the Trump administration's message that they need to take more action against the Taliban and other militant groups receiving support within the country. Secretary Tillerson briefly visited Afghanistan on a previously unannounced trip Monday, where he held a meeting with the President Ashraf Ghani and other top officials of the Afghan unity government. He said the U.S. relationship with Pakistan will be based on how Pakistan acts, and that the goal is to create the opportunity for peace and stability both there and in Afghanistan. At the closing of the Chinese Communist Party Congress in Beijing Tuesday, the Constitution has been amended to add President Xi Jinping's name and ideology, putting him on an equal footing with China's other notable leaders. Willie Lam is an adjunct professor in Chinese studies at Chinese University in Hong Kong.
The most important impact is that this provides the justification for Xi Jinping to become kind of Mao Zedong of the 21st century. This effectively means that he will stay in power for much longer than the usual 10 years.
President Xi has set target dates of 2021, the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Chinese Communist Party and the People's Republic, for the establishment of a prosperous modern society. A local official and an analyst say that residents of the Niger village, where four U.S. soldiers were killed this month, may have delayed the soldiers while an ambush was set up and helped to lead the victims into a deadly trap. The village chief has been arrested since that attack, lending credibility to the suspicion of local government involvement. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is meeting Tuesday with the majority Republicans in the Senate, hoping to advance his plans to cut taxes for corporations and the middle class, even as he traded taunts with a key lawmaker, Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee. Mr. Trump is having lunch with the lawmakers, including Corker, on Capitol Hill, amid wide discussions on the shape of his tax overhaul. The Senate last week approved the budget that could eventually lead to a $1.5 trillion in tax cuts during the coming decade that would add the same amount to the country's ever-increasing $20 trillion national debt total. Mr. Trump has called for the passage of tax legislation by the end of the year. And House Speaker Paul Ryan says this deal is what Americans need, and not just for businesses, as some have suggested.
So it's about these people who are struggling to get by. It's about giving those families a real break on their taxes, so that you get to keep more of your own money in the first place. It's about making this system simpler and fairer, removing the hassles and the headaches to the point you can do your taxes on the form the size of the postcard, which Steve-O just showed you.
Corker, who is retiring from Congress after the 2018 elections, has become a frequent critic of the president on several issues. Kenya's Chief Justice David Maraga certifies as urgent the case to stop Kenya's election, with proceedings scheduled for Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Kenyan president, Uhuru Kenyatta, said Monday that Thursday's presidential election must go on with or without the opposition candidate Raila Odinga, who is boycotting, insisting the Election Commission is incapable of conducting a free and fair vote. The U.S. Ambassador Robert Goddick expressed alarm over what he called the deteriorating political environment.
Inflammatory rhetoric, attacks on institutions, and growing insecurity all make holding a credible and fair poll more difficult.
And the Electoral Commission chief has warned he cannot guarantee the polls will be credible. Iran and Syria are developing even closer defense ties, as is evident in the recently concluded visit to Damascus by Chief of Staff of the Iranian Armed Forces Major General Mohammad Pahari. The two countries signed a memorandum of understanding announcing plans for closer military cooperation and coordination. Hong Kong's highest court has freed two young pro-democracy activists on bail, pending an appeal of their convictions and jail sentences for leading massive protests in 2014. The Court of Final Appeal released Joshua Wong and Nathan Law Tuesday after they each posted a bail of $6,400. The judge required both Wong and Law to surrender their passports and report to police once a week. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.